3, 2, 1. This is Judy Taylor, WCTR, with Profiles. I have Mark Mumford with us. Mark Mumford is always very much involved and very much visible with the Tea Party, so he's a great one to come down and tell us about the events this year. Mark, this is May 26th and 27th, I understand. The same weekend as always, big weekend.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Always a big weekend and always a very good event for the community and for the nonprofit organizations of Kent County.
This has quite a history to it, doesn't it? I love it about the news of the Boston port. You know, it took 3 months for that information to get down here to Chestertown. You think of our communications today, Mark, it's a bit different, isn't it?
It's a bit different. It wouldn't take 3 days to get a message from Philadelphia or,
that's right,
or Boston or anywhere else.
And yet,
anymore.
We hadn't put the trials and tribulations of the Boston and their tea and tax stripes on the back burner. We still were able to get excited about and decide to join them in this effort.
So absolutely. Chestertown was one of the few communities that came in support or stood in support of their brethren in Boston. You have to remember we were the 13 original colonies, Maryland being one of those. Chestertown was a port of call then, a very major port of call in 1774. And the Boston Tea Party, which had taken place in December of 1773, caused the British to enact a tax on a lot of different things, but mainly tea, and the tariff was so stiff that the citizens were angry throughout the colonies here in America, remembering our history that we were we weren't the U.S. of A. at that point in 1774. Of course, we didn't sign our Declaration of Independence until 1776 on the 4th of July. So the citizens in Boston at night dressed as Indians and boarded the ship in Boston and threw its cargo of tea overboard in protest of the tea tax. Several months later, as the news traveled through the colonies, the British decided they were going to close the port of Boston, and the citizens in Chestertown said there was no way that we could stand by.
Not fair.
No, it wasn't fair. Taxation without representation wasn't fair, and the fact that they were going to close the port of Boston made the colonists angry throughout the 13 original colonies, and Chestertown citizens set forth a set of resolves or rules on governing the tea and the sale of tea and the consumption or the holding of tea. And 10 days after the set of resolves were set forth in the public forum in downtown Chestertown, Maryland, the citizens got together again, and the anger had boiled to such a point that they said, darn it, we're not going to stand by and let the Brigantine Gettys is sitting in the
port. We've got to do something.
We've got to do something. So they boarded the ship in broad daylight in plain clothes, and they really set out to send a message strong and hard to the British crown that they weren't going to stand by idly and let them close the port of Boston or let them close our port or any other port. So they got together, they boarded the Brigantine Gettys, and they consigned the tea to the Chester River. And we're happy to reenact that event every year, and this
and
is the 28th
so
year.
All of us who come can have a part in this reenactment and feel like we were there for just a short time.
Oh, absolutely. The reenactment starts at 2 p.m. always on Saturday of Tea Party, which is Saturday, May the 26th this year. That is the highlight of the event, and of course, this year we're really honored that the Sultana is going to be the reenactment.
I was
going to
help you say that. Yes.
Oh yeah,
the Sultana is going to play the role of the Gettys, isn't it?
Yes. And it's ironic because the Sultana ship that's been built by the Chester River Craft and Art School and John Swain Boat Builders was a vessel that was under the British rule. It was built in the USA in the city of Boston.
In Boston, that's right.
And
appropriate.
Then the British Crown commissioned the ship to enforce tariffs, including the tea tax, in the Chesapeake Bay region.
Ironic.
Yeah, ironic. So it's really not so ironic because that's part of why the ship was selected to be built. That
sure.
And the fact that the records were all there and available for replicating it exactly, identically, and historically correctly as possible.
So there are lots of wonderful, interesting things to see and to be a part of
right,
this
now,
Tea Party.
Right. Now, on that day, that's another little piece of irony, that on Tea Party Day, the Sultana will reverse its original role, and it will become the Brigantine Gettys, which will be holding the tea in the Chester River, and it will be boarded. This will be on public display. They've been rigging and working very diligently. The new pier at the foot of Cannon Street is completed, which the ship will be resting upon or at or docking, however
adjacent
you want
to
put it.
Beside.
Yes.
Right.
Also, that dock is being used for the Echo Hill Outdoor School and Education Program. And it has the Ellsworth, which is 100 years old, which is a Chesapeake Bay skipjack. And, of course, there is a Chesapeake Bay biboat that is owned by Echo Hill Outdoor School and Education Program as well. And it will be at the new dock.
As is the future of the Sultana, isn't it, to be used for educational purposes?
Absolutely. It will be the school ship of the Chesapeake is how it will be built, and it will be going out and educating young people and adults as well, and teaching them the maritime colonial history of the maritime history of the Chesapeake Bay region. That we are so steeped in history here, we don't know what
but
we're missing.
But Mark,
sometimes
we have many other things going on that weekend. The parade is Saturday morning.
Oh yes, the run. I'm pleased to announce is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, and for that 25th, the Chestertown Tea Party Distance Classic Run will be honoring its former director, Mr. Marty Stetson. Marty ran the race for 20 of the 25 years. He'll be honored at the awards ceremony, which take place after the run.
As indeed he ought to be. Yes. That's a lot of loyalty.
And the run also this year has been certified nationally and internationally. It'll be a certified race, which means that a lot to runners. So the run, and we already have the most historic numbers. We have more pre-registrants already in the race than we normally used to have in the entire race.
Is that right?
We'll probably have well over the number of 500.
My gracious.
There's also a 5K run walk that follows the 10-mile run.
For those of us who are a little slower.
And it is the oldest continuous 10-mile race on the eastern shore of Maryland, which is another neat
another fun thing to be a part of.
The parade, which is a colonial parade, we try not to allow any motorized vehicles except a small tractor that can pull a float. We'll step off at 10 a.m. There will be 20-some-odd Kent County nonprofit organizations supplying all the food vending throughout the downtown area. We're up to about 130 craft exhibitors throughout the downtown area. There are three stages going continuously throughout the day of entertainment. That's the main stage at the Stans Hall Clock. There is a stage now that is at the foot of High Street near the waterfront, and there is always continuous entertainment on the stage behind behind the main stage in the courtyard, I guess is
you know,
the best
Mark,
way to
this
you.
Is a lot of traction. A lot of people do come, but we're well prepared, as you've heard Mark talk about our food exhibitors here. You always get hungry. But tell me about parking.
Okay. We always run a phenomenal parking shuttle service run by the Dorsey Bus Service here. We're lucky enough that we have the Dorsey Bus Service here in Kent County. They come in for the day, and they run shuttle bus parking from the upper end of town in the Chestertown Business Park. There are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of spaces throughout that area, and a shuttle bus runs all day from the Synergy Gas Company curbside, or right in front of Dixon Valve and Coupling's main building on High Street, and that shuttle runs continuously from 9 o'clock till 6 o'clock, and it runs all the way downtown to the Mailbox Islands, drops passengers and picks passengers up at that location, and continues to shuttle them back and forth up to the business park throughout the day. So
many people have come year after year to this. It gets quite a reputation of a fun, wonderful, safe, secure day for the family to come and participate. Yes. And be involved. But Sunday we have more of a family day at
Sunday's
the park.
Sunday's family day at Wilmer Park, and we invite you to bring your families down and enjoy. I always urge people to please join us at noon at the flagpole in downtown Chestertown for the ecumenical service and flag-raising ceremonies, because we have a phenomenal soloist, Betsy Beals, at noon, right in front of the Emmanuel Church. Reverend Gregory Straub always comes out and offers an opening prayer for Sunday's activities, and it gives us a moment to reflect, think about our veterans, because it is Memorial Day weekend. And
all the blessings of this life that we so fortunately have.
Absolutely. And then, of course, to honor our flag by having the Chestertown Police Department honor us with the flag-raising ceremonies. Then Kiki Jones that morning is the chair lady of the Sneaker Creeper. the Sneaker Creeper is a foot race for children ages 4 through 11. It's held on the Stepney Manor Farm, which is directly across from Wilmer Park. Pre-registrations are available. You can call 778-4179, of course, area code 410.
778-4179.
Mm-hmm. And that could pre-register the child for the Sneaker Creeper. All the kids get a T-shirt that enter into the Sneaker Creeper. But
food and refreshments and crafts will be in the park, too, won't they?
Yes, we have food, refreshments, another 40 or 50 craft exhibitors.
And music.
Music, all types of music. The Bay Country Gentlemen are always there. That's a wonderful highlight. And, of course, Sunday's major event that has drawn thousands to the park is the historic raft race.
Fun.
That was reestablished about
eight, 9 years ago.
Yes, and the raft race is about creativity, design, and the actual artistic ability. It's not just a race. Yes, it is a race, but the race encompasses your creativity and how and what you can come up with
that floats
and uses no modern nautical equipment. That is the number one rule, that you cannot use any modern nautical equipment.
No, we're having a square dance too later on.
The raft race takes place at 2:30.
Sorry,
and it begins. That's okay, and begins and ends in Wilmer Park. The square dance. And there's bluegrass music and country music being played in the afternoon by the Bay Country Gentlemen.
I bet you don't have to be an actor to be involved.
Yes, Harrison always comes and does the call to the Bay Country Gentlemen for music. Slim does instrument building seminar, and then the kids take their instruments and get to play
county fairgrounds during
the
absolutely. This year we make sure that we let everyone know that on Sunday morning of Memorial Day there is also a parade, the Memorial Day parade to honor veterans, and a short ceremony will take place at Monument Park downtown Chester immediately following the parade, approximately 3:40
the parade at 10 o'clock. Spend
saying
lane
coming
into the
is pleased that they're celebrating their 9th anniversary in the beautiful Kent County community.
What an asset for community, Mark.
Yes, the band members put a lot of time and a lot of effort into getting out on the street and practicing. We'll be practicing again this Sunday night at 6 o'clock in the Chestertown Fire Department parking lot. Where
our
boys began, we marched through the part of Chestertown, practice there for the marching season, and we do march on Sunday morning at 10. The flag ceremony, flag raising ceremonies immediately after the parade.
Do come and join us. This is just
the people that are in the park, the board, the parking, can
well
at the school, the parking,
and certainly as well could we put our
ever
do come
at 6th
and 27th for the Chestertown team. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you meeting us.
You're welcome.
Profile WCTR.
Different.